The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
This is Jeremy. I'm back after a week sabbatical of being busy and sick. And joining me is Kevin. So, hi, Kevin.
Yeah, you're going to be bookending your weeks off here. So, it's all good. I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that I can do three the week that you're away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the... Is it because, Ola show?
Huh?
How do you pronounce the show? I know it's Ohio, PA.
Oh, right. OPA.
OPA. All right, cool. So like flaming
just
cheese.
Do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right. That's what I thought, but I want to make sure. And I have not listened to last week's yet because the Wi-Fi in my building is supposed to be used for visitors, but everybody in the building taps into it. So if you don't get there before 8:30 in the morning, which I do not most of the times, forget it. You can't. It just locks everybody else out. So yeah, I've not been able to listen to it because I'm not smart enough to remember to download it and just listen to it, even though I actually don't have that file, so I can't do that.
Yeah, no, I just have that sitting on my laptop because
yes.
Ken even emailed me. I did mention, although we didn't do anything about it this show, that we needed to do something about the music.
Like
the intro music, I remember you're like, you need to listen to that and you need to change that. And he emailed me the, because he just has this little sound clip.
Yeah.
And it repeats itself three times. And the splice isn't very good, really. Like, you can really tell where it stops and starts over again.
Oh.
Like, it isn't, you know, like, sometimes you make it sound like a true a smooth transition.
Yeah.
And it does not sound like a smooth transition
at all. Yeah, yeah. See, I was enticed by you guys trying to stammer your way through comics knowledge again. So now I really need to go back and listen to this thing because that should be great.
Yeah. I don't think there's as much stammering this time. There was a bit of amusement to be had, though.
As long as there's no silly arguments about what were you wearing at a football game in 1999 or 2000 or whatever, I think we'll be all right.
No. That would have been 1994 when evidently when my son was like 5 years old at least.
Yeah, so what was that story I saw you post on Facebook? Someone,
it was one of my... So we go down to a local bar here, and I'm wearing my Kent State shirt and a hat, and our waitress is just like, oh, I've got to introduce you to this person. And this woman comes up, and this girl comes up to me, and she goes, oh, did your son go to Kent State? I was like, what? Son? I was like, no, I went. And it just so happened that one of the few draft-eligible players that they have on the team, she is dating.
Oh.
Roosevelt Nix. I think he's actually he should get drafted. Like, it's not going to be high or anything like that, but he should get drafted.
So wait a minute. So it was some young broad asking you?
Yeah.
This? That's even better. That's way better. Oh, wow. So I'm trying to figure the math here. You would have had to have a kid that's when you were 18 to 21.
Well, no, she said, and that's why I feel like I said it wrong, because it was went, did your son, did he, yeah, he went there. So it was like a past tense, like he already graduated, which was the real kicker. Like, you could have at least said, because, like...
That's the only reason I did it again was that surprised me what it looked like. So, sorry about that, man. It's visual humor. It's not even worth explaining. So,
That was because we figured out that if I had a son that went to Kent State, as in graduated, I would have needed to have the kid when I was 14.
Oh wow. He could have been like a Doogie Howser sort of thing, though. You know?
Yeah, you could go that route. Although, I do have a couple of my friends have their kids are in college, like they're just starting.
Wow.
Because my one friend had her daughter at 18 or 19. So she's already in college.
God.
So, you know.
Kind of brought everything to a screeching halt.
if they would have said going to Kent State, I would have been like, at least it's possible.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But the win, I was just like, oh, God, come on, man. I didn't think I looked that bad for my age.
See, I always get people telling me I look younger than when I tell them I'm 40, so that's good. I don't know, man. You've got your full head of hair, and you smile a lot more than me. So you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, no, I just think she was an idiot.
Well, they're young. That's exactly what they are. So.
Oh, and boy. Someone at the table, I don't remember who posited the thought, but it was that the older you get, it's easier to tell the ages apart, but when you're younger, it's harder to. So they chalked it up to, youthful idiocy.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. that sounds like someone that's trying to cover their ass for putting their foot in their mouth, to be honest.
Oh, no. Someone at the table, like someone else, we were kind of debating how she would have thought that.
No, yeah, but I meant like they got that from somebody else.
Oh,
that wasn't
okay,
their original thought. So the person who did it the first time is the jackass who messed up. So, Wow. I always forget how old I am sometimes, because I just, as you know, I don't act my age. So, like, what I was trying to explain today at work with their new visual presentation device, they opened it up for, and like, I don't really know the people I'm working with yet. I know a few of them. You know, we've hung out and went to Iowa for 2 weeks with a couple of them, so got to know each other. But the rest of them all think I'm quiet. Yeah, exactly. So, they just started this. I'm not going to get into specifics because I'm kind of goofing on my company, but they put money into these things, to these presentations, like any big corporation would, to try and make it seem like you're working for somebody important. And it's like, all right, you know, we're pretty damn big, but all right. So they do this real nice, slick thing. The graphics are nice and all that. Well, then they introduce the two people who are clearly not employees. And they've never – it looks like they never met before this presentation. They come out and like it's a like upper middle-aged black woman. And the other guy's like a – he seriously looks like a mix of Middle Eastern and European. So I wasn't
okay.
– all right. Two people who wouldn't be hanging out together. Let's say, come on. We all know how that works. But they get out there and they're talking like, it'd be like you and me conversing. And I'm like, so Kevin, we've got this new product line coming out. That's right, Jeremy. We sure do. Well, Kevin, how do you, they kept saying each other's names over and over. This thing went 10 minutes. And I know his name's Jesse. Oh, I shouldn't do this. And the other girl's name is Shawanda, I believe. And that's the actual real name. The other guy's name was different. And So we had like one of our vice presidents ask, like, you know, what can we change about the company? And she goes, have you guys seen this? And my one buddy just starts laughing because we made eye contact across the room, like, Oh my God, really? Because we were just talking about how awful it was. Well, it's one of those awkward moments where the entire room goes quiet.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you hear Andrew from across the room just go... start laughing. The bad thing is, he was sitting two people away from, like, the vice president of our group. And she just turns to him and goes, oh, is there something... Do you have something to say? Wait, did I miss something? And I was like, oh, God. And he's like a deer in the headlights. So I was like, yeah, that thing's not very good at all. And they asked me my reasons, and luckily I had a bottle of water, so I was able to demonstrate what they were doing wrong. I put the bottle of water in front of me, and I was like, so if you're talking into a microphone, you talk into the microphone like this and leaned in. And then I go, you don't talk like this. And then all of a sudden just go over here and start talking. And then you come back and start talking again, doing the exaggerated movements and all that.
Right.
I just looked at her and I'm like, I'm just going to ruin myself if I keep going. So I kept going. I gave like a 15-minute dissertation about what was wrong with the entire presentation, from graphics to the money they're spending. And she goes, whoa, well, I thought it was good. I'm like, yeah, well, you're wrong. Like, sorry. And the whole room, well, it was one of those things where, you know, when you command, like, you've got command of an audience.
You're right.
I just kept going because everybody was laughing and just kept right on moving along with it. So I was like, well, I don't know when I'm going to have this again. So, but yeah. And then the one lady goes, that's the most you've talked since you got here. I'm like, well, no, it's not, but I don't really have much to say because look what happens when I do. It's all foot and mouth. So, but
well, Jeremy.
Yeah, I might have plenty of time. We'll see how this works out. I might have plenty of time for the site now. So,
which topic do you want to move on to?
Oh, well, Kevin. Like, the worst part was, and I'll finish up. They were talking about review cycles and all this stuff, and it's like, yeah, well, I just had my review in the fall. It's like, no, everyone knows when they have it. You don't say the fall. You don't say, well, in the autumn time, when I was called into my supervisor's office. It's like, no, John called me into his office and said, here's your review. Here's how much you're getting paid. Now go. That's how it works. It was just so awful. But...
yeah, no, you at least know month. You may not have, you might not remember the day, but you're at least going to throw out the month.
Yeah, I don't have time for this crap. Just, it's cut to the chase. Don't ask us what we need to be changed, because all I care about is making money there. So, until something else comes along that someone else is going to provide me more money in this company, well, you know, maybe I should be more invested. But... whatever, it's their problem, not mine. So, but yeah, so there's that. I don't know, but I did just watch the international trailer for Godzilla. Holy shit.
So that isn't Mothra?
No, that is Rodan.
And what's the difference?
Rodan is a giant lizard. Mothra is a giant moth.
Oh.
And Mothra is a bad guy. Even though they kind of team up after a while, I always hated that.
I watched some, but I feel like they were so young that I was so young that concept-wise, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I know I watched them, but I remember like Mothra and Mechagodzilla. I'm trying to think of what other ones I might be able to name off the top of my head.
What the hell was his name? King Caesar? He was the I actually saw a figure of him, and if they weren't $10, I'd be pushing them going like this right now. I believe his name was King Caesar, if I remember that right. He's this... It's really when it got ridiculously silly. And they kind of tamed it back down to where they tried to ground it more in reality again. I mean, as much as you can for a guy in a suit. Well, a bunch of guys in suits, actually.
Yeah, for a nuclear waste gigantic lizard that can wreck the planet.
Yep, but no, the only time Godzilla was a bad guy was in the original one. Every other movie he was misunderstood, or he was fighting other monsters to save Earth.
That's right.
I don't remember how they got to that position, but it was just like, okay, whatever. And then they introduced the pixies and the fairies and the... Yeah, it was like, okay, I guess.
yeah, it's Godzilla. Like, you kind of give it some leeway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But after seeing Rodan... Apparently, there's another one in the movie. Now, it was... I guess we should have said spoilers. Oh, well, too late.
Not really. It's on the internet. Well, it's not a spoiler.
Yeah, it's true. But it was the international and we have... trailer. So...
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, and I don't even know what that means half the time anymore. International.
oh, yeah, for sure.
Sure, didn't we just get a hold of it, so...
But aren't we considered international to somebody else anyways? So that really,
yeah.
You know, but it was it had the Japanese writing at the bottom.
Yeah, no, so. If you're... But all the talk was in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, how lazy is that?
I want to see Bryan Cranston with some bad Japanese voice.
Well, you know, I said that, like, how lazy is that? I'll get to that in a second, but
okay.
But I also thought, like, I just saw The Raid 2 a couple weeks ago, and that was all in whatever language that was in, and then it was English subtitles. So I would rather have subtitles than a dubbed version, because people in Japan who don't speak English, that's just like listening to us watching a Japanese movie in subtitles. So, but
right.
The Japanese voice coming out of an American actor is always funny. So that, especially Bryan Cranston, yeah, that'd be really badass, actually. So.
Yeah, no, I'd be more than happy to see that. But you're right. Like, I remember, because there aren't that many movies. I'm trying to think of what the shit that was. It was a French movie, The Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Oh yeah. I remember when we saw that hungover.
I mean, it was I liked it a lot, but you know, it's nothing great, but I liked it a lot more because they just did subtitles. They just spoke in French and you just had to read it.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any problems. Like, I enjoyed that a lot more than when you hear that whatever kind of overdub voice, it just seems so forced. No matter, even if the other guy does it, it's just like, you tell the words aren't matching up. So it's just bad. I'm good with subtitles. So yeah, if that's the way they're going to do it in Japan, good on them, honestly.
I hate the argument when people, like, a movie doesn't do well over here because people have to read the subtitles. And I'm like, there's absolutely, it's one of those things, I don't understand how that's a problem.
Okay.
You know, I've always had people say, oh, is that in subtitles? Oh, I can't do that. It's not, read. It's at the bottom of the screen. It doesn't obstruct anything. It doesn't take away from you viewing. The same picture is on the screen. In fact, you actually get more pictures on the screen now, if you want to look at it that way. It's so very lazy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't feel like I've had to worry about it in a long time, but I don't think it's a big deal. Well, obviously, I prefer it that way.
Yeah, and it's not like you're watching porn, and you're like, oh my god, I got to watch the subtitles too. I mean, it's a movie. So,
man, I'd almost some deaf guy with porn subtitles.
I wonder if they have that. You know what? I actually did try that when the DVD player came out. When the DVDs came out, I remember Jay and I were playing around with the subtitles, and I got a porn for some reason, obviously because I wanted to watch it. But there were, and a lot of the times it would say sex sounds.
Sex sounds.
Yes, which I thought was very, very lazy.
I love how you're trying to pass off buying porn.
Yeah.
Someone's going to listen and you're going to get in trouble.
That's exactly why I said, well, wait a minute. No, because I wanted to watch it. That's why. So it didn't make any sense. But yeah, I do remember saying sex sounds and just like now just how lazy that is. Because if you're deaf, if you've never had hearing, you have no idea what that means. So, you know, a little description would have been better, but I guess you're not pulling putt or flicking the button around reading the screen, though. So I guess you're just – I don't know. Because I was going to say
– Yeah.
So, yeah.
Poor bastards.
But, yeah, that is terrible. But I don't know. It's like that trick question. Like, would you rather be blind or deaf?
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like. Yeah. Can I take option C?
Yeah, gun to the head. But all right. I guess we should actually talk about wrestling since none of that was on the format.
Yeah, well, hey, we're not more than 15 minutes into it, so it's okay.
Well, I do have one failed segment that I kind of brought up at work. For those who have what they call it an Xbox One, but I call it a giant hunk of $500 shit. the WWE app is available for it now.
Oh, you checked that then?
Yeah, I was editing some stuff here, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. So I went to it, downloads immediately, booted up immediately, which was really cool.
Okay.
If you've already got it on the 360, it automatically reads your login, so I didn't even have to log in or anything. So it's tied into your Xbox Live account, I guess.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it's probably because of the processing speed of the Xbox One. Everything loaded just like that.
Oh.
So as much as I think the Xbox One is pretty much useless right now,
right.
I had an entire I was so looking forward to just adding that to the pile of useless that is the Xbox One, but I can't. It worked perfectly. And
cool.
Yeah, I saw speaking of the app, I did see where they're gonna start adding Saturday Night's Main Event. WCW Saturday Night and all that.
Yeah, they are adding a lot of content. I don't even know where that list is.
I thought I saw it on Facebook, but I can't be sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, I'm trying to hunt it down here as we talk.
I saw that list, and as big as the app is now, you can't get through it all. I honestly don't think, you know, and I know people, or WWE, I think, announced it on Raw. If you watch it for 3 years or something, there's three years worth of content right now. And that's right now.
Yeah, wow. And I mean, what kind of day is that supposing? Is that supposing that you're up 24/7 for a year?
I don't know.
Three consecutive years?
See, I was wondering if that meant if you watched some sort of content on the network once a day.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know. Because there were a lot of WCW pay-per-views, and I decided for some reason to watch the Bash at the Beach where Russo did a shoot on Hogan. It is no wonder that promotion is out of business for whatever reason. It was only a matter of time.
Yeah, there were obviously multiple issues there.
Yeah, it was really bad.
The added programming is the Tribute to the Troops, Monday Night War, Total Divas, WWE Rivalries, Clash of Champions, Saturday Morning Slam, Rock and Wrestling Tentative, Saturday Night's Main Event, Nitro, and Vault Specials. I don't know how many episodes of Nitro there are. I mean, other than a lot, I would imagine. Well,
other than a lot. All right. Well, you're not wrong, I guess. But
well, I'm gonna look it. I'm trying to look it up here in the meantime. Yeah.
I don't remember. I think it started in '93. I don't know. No, I think it was before that.
April 5, 99 to March. Oh, logo. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, man, that wasn't 99. But that whole time frame, I've realized...
286 episodes.
Wow. Damn. What did Raw get to? Was that 1,000, right? It was over 1,000, isn't it?
Yeah, it's over 1,000. Michael Cole was more than happy to mention that this week, but I just didn't really pay attention.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, my time frame with all that stuff is all messed up. I don't know years or anything right now with it.
Oh, yeah, running time, 1 hour from September of 95... until May of 98.
Wow.
And then 2 hours. Oh, good Lord. There are times all over the place because it was 1, 2, and 3 hours. And some of the dates are interchangeable here. Like, they, you know, some of them overlap. Go to Wikipedia and find it.
Nah.
I'm not running through it because that's just boring.
Yeah, we're all using the same stuff, so figure it out for yourself. Well, since we kind of mentioned Nitro, let's talk about Impact Wrestling for a second.
Sure.
And everyone can figure out why I went to that one right now. I told you, I actually did end up catching the Eric Young title win. That was after WrestleMania. Oh. All
right. Right.
That was on. What was it? What do they call them? It's their special edition Impact, where it's like a pay-per-view, but it's not because it's on TV for free.
No, it wasn't. That one wasn't a pay-per-view.
Oh.
When he won the title.
Oh, that was just a regular Impact? It wasn't one of the themed ones?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was not a pay-per-view, because that's why... I thought that's why this topic came up, be honest with you, because he won it on a regular Impact Wrestling, and then 2 weeks later, there's a pay-per-view in which he defended the belt against the former champion. Okay, it would have made a shit ton of sense to at least take 2 weeks to build him up. Say, oh, instead of that first title defense that he had against Abyss, why don't we have that victory happen before the pay-per-view so that it doesn't look so strange when he ends up eventually winning the title? I mean, it's still going to look really strange, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to... All right, hang on a second. Something's wrong here, because I could have... You know, Impact has those... they're down to 4 pay-per-views a year, just like...
Right, but they do the pay-per-views... Every, you know, because the TV quality pay-per-views, I believe, is what they call it.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I knew I wasn't making myself clear.
No. I think it was the regular edition of Impact still.
Really? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's just, oh my God, that's just even dumber then.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. It was, I remember reading something about the taping of it because they knew it was going to be a long time before it aired.
No, it was live. That was a live one.
Oh, was that a live one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but no, I mean, they wouldn't have had a TV pay-per-view and then another pay-per-view. Well, I mean, as terrible as TNA can be, they're still not dumb enough to do a TV pay-per-view and then 2 weeks later do a regular pay-per-view. Plus, they were building everything up that week anyway, except for this title win. You know, because they were still going with the we can't beat this storyline to death enough with Ken Anderson and Samuel Shaw. I'm trying to think. Oh, Bully Ray and Dixie Carter having their issues. MVP having issues with everybody. That's a heel and wrestling them because that's what every acting general manager does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he's bad in the ring, but I still don't get the, I'm just going to challenge everybody who disagrees with one of my decisions, mentality.
Yeah. That's, all right. You're right. It was just a regular edition of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I know that I wrote up about it, but I didn't remember anything. You know, being special on the show. But I have no proof because I didn't say, oh, on the regular edition of Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, well, I think if I wish I would have done some more research into this, which I'm sure everyone listening is doing the same thing. But I know Samoa Joe was injured. He had a concussion, supposedly, and wasn't going to be there. Cause wasn't that supposed to be Magnus and Samoa Joe? Now, I don't watch the show anymore. I've had it. And because I actually tried watching it again.
I guess it was supposed to be Samoa Joe because I couldn't tell that they were really working towards that, honestly, considering how they book things.
Okay. Well, the only reason I mentioned that is trying to come up with a defense for having Eric Young win. But it, and I know this is a week's old, but it is a carbon copy of Daniel Bryan done incorrectly. And that really, it's basically if Daniel Bryan would have won at Elimination Chamber. You know, when everyone was upset that he didn't win at Elimination Chamber, which we both discussed on audio before. We never.
Well, it wouldn't even been that.
I'm trying to be nice.
Trying to build up, like
honestly trying to be a degree more. Polite about it.
Well, I mean, they've already come. They've obviously gotten the question that, hey, doesn't this look a little bit strange that you guys do this after a bearded short fellow wins in the WWE? And they're like, nope, this is our plan all along. And it's just like, get the fuck out. Like, you can tell me that until you're blue in the face. You can keep on telling me that as long as I'm awake for the rest of my life, and I'm not going to believe you.
No, absolutely not. And I'll take the stance that if that is, then that shows you what's wrong with the company. Eric Young may be a terrific person. Don't know. That has nothing to do with this. His on-air character sucks. He's not fun in the ring.
Well,
when he was like the half-retarded guy with ODB, okay, that was kind of cool. Whatever, it was something different. But that's also what Santino is. You don't see Santino challenging for the title ever.
Yeah, you said fun in the ring, which is exactly what it is. Like, he's not serious in the ring. And it's just like, are you thinking this guy's all of a sudden pulling out 20-minute matches?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't have the endurance to do it, but I've never seen the guy do it. So how's he supposed to, like, especially with the environment that the WWE has currently, with all their just ridiculously good athletes, mm-hmm. you're sending Eric Young out there as a counter? Really?
Yeah. But I also, you have to look at TNA's, roster. Who else is on there?
Oh.
You know?
I mean, he's a terrible. Well, I'm trying to think. Well, Rude, I'd put the title back on him.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. Thunderstorms.
Yeah, we're supposed to get them here too. Whatever.
So. Yeah. What the fuck are we talking about? Match quality.
We're talking about Eric Young, and if, like, who else was on the roster that should have.
Oh, who else? Oh, yeah, because I said Rude. I don't know. Maybe, I guess just because Austin Aries seems to have gone off TV for like a month, I would imagine that he was injured in some manner or another.
Yeah.
But I don't really know because I don't remember reading the news, nor do I give a shit, really. But, I mean, he's the better option. James Storm is just not even championship material anymore. Gunner isn't championship material either, even though they're pushing him like he is.
I've never seen the Gunner thing. His look, the way he talks, has always screamed indie to me, and not in a good way. Not like in a, well, I see this guy's going to become something sooner or later. I've never gotten it. So,
yeah, I guess I've liked the look at first, but he really hasn't done any improvement in the ring or on the mic that I can tell.
Yeah,
I mean, he's improved his physique, which is part of the battle, but it's not even close to the whole package.
Mm.
And I'm trying to think of who else they really have on that roster that I would even debate doing that with, other than the people that I just named. I don't know. I'm trying to do it without looking at the roster, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the roster just to really try and, because I mean, it doesn't change the point, really.
No,
that
not at all.
We're going after is there just aren't. I get, well, you started it, but that there just aren't that many viable candidates. But Eric Young is still just a poor choice. Like, if you want to go with some guy that's kept you there for a long time, then that's cool. But pick someone other than Eric Young. Actually, as shitty as James Storm's been recently, I'd take James Storm over Eric Young. And yeah. I don't know. James Storm's skid hit when they decided not to pull the trigger on him and then completely fuck him over.
Yeah.
So, of course, I don't know why you'd then re-sign with them, so fuck him. So.
Well, WWE's made it very clear. They're not interested in any of the Impact guys. Now, whether or not that's just them playing hardball to lowball, you know, salary.
Well, and I like Magnus for the most part. It was just that, because it was funny, because it was something that I had brought up a while ago, but they really gave him the Randy Orton part too. And I didn't like it on Randy Orton any better. The waffling champion who gets help from authority sometimes, but then sometimes stands up to the authority for whatever reason.
So you're saying Daniel Bryan, I mean Eric Young, beat Randy Orton, Magnus.
Right.
And it's not, but that has nothing to do with WrestleMania at all. And the Daniel Bryan push. Okay, just making sure.
No parallels to be drawn here whatsoever. And I mean, I know I've been mentioning that for a while now.
Yeah.
So it's, it's not a new observation, just one that I had honestly forgotten about.
Yeah.
I like Magnus, but they've booked him so poorly that it's another one of those situations where it's just like Samoa Joe. It's just like, or Storm, it's just like you're damaging the guy that you just crowned is kind of an important guy. Why are you doing this to yourself? Like, you know, you're chopping off your own feet.
Well, I'm trying to think if they even have feet left. It's like you're chopping off the waist. I mean, the whole point of us bringing this up, and we got, I guess because we never talk about TNA. I guess the part, though, is why do it this way? Like, WWE, and I said Elimination Chamber, I was wrong. This would have been like them giving Daniel Bryan the win on SmackDown.
SmackDown, and then to me, I don't feel like you'd gone back in history far enough. Because when was his first, was it SummerSlam that everything started to go down?
For Daniel Bryan, yeah. That's when Cena gave him the match and Orton pulled the Money in the Bank stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, well, okay, if they did it on the SmackDown before SummerSlam would kind of be the equal, I guess, because you wouldn't have seen it coming. Like, there wasn't any build up. Brian was just getting out of the tag team.
True.
You know, he would have been like completely irrelevant, and everyone would have been bitching up a storm if Brian had won it right then.
Yeah.
You know, it's before he got anything. So it's just like, yeah, I guess that's where I thought that the the example didn't quite work out. It didn't go back far enough.
No, not at all. Bottom line is, it makes no sense to give that away on a free on free TV when you could have had, you know, anything. Have that match end in some sort of schmoz, and then MVP gets involved and says, no, you're getting this title shot. And then you build it up for those weeks to get into Sacrifice. And then he wins it. But there was no chase. There was no drama. He just won it out of the blue and then defends it against Abyss, who when I was watching wasn't around.
He had just beaten, or Abyss had just beaten Eric Young, too. The week before, 2 weeks before.
Oh, yeah, okay, I do remember reading that, yeah.
So, it was just like, okay, how... It's still mind-numbing. Like, I just really can't believe... You know, even if they weren't trying to imitate Daniel Bryan, let's give them a gigantic benefit of the doubt. It still doesn't make any sense to do it the way they did, especially with a full-fledged pay-per-view 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, build up his credibility. Like, have him beat Abyss the 1 week, and have him beat... And that's the other thing. It's sad. I'm looking through this list of who else he could beat, and it's just like, Robbie E might be their second highest ranking heel from the Bromans.
Really? Have I not watched that long?
I don't know who else it would be. Bully Ray is a baby face again. I don't think Samuel Shaw's above Robbie E in the pecking order, although maybe he is since he's feuding with Anderson.
And how bad have you fallen off if Eric Young is your champion and Anderson hasn't sniffed that thing?
Well, and that's a whole different thing too, which is just as much as I don't like him, I guess I would have been more okay with him in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he did have some semblance of credibility a long, long time ago.
I was just about to say, you know what? I take back what I said. He's a nobody. This isn't the Mr. Kennedy that got fired from WWE. This is TNA's Mr. Anderson now.
Oh, you know? It has been for a long time.
So, and I think we've even mentioned it. That ship has sailed. I mean, there's nothing to him now. There's no credibility. There's no heat behind him. Nothing. So, yeah, that's pretty dumb, actually, on my part. Really, just about anybody in TNA. So...
Yeah, I mean, Abyss is the only opponent that I can think of just because... And they had also kind of been... Or, not kind of. They'd been feuding, so, I mean, it would have made sense to have that happen. But I don't... You know, I mean, Kenny King, they can't get him on TV... Nux just came back. Oh my god!
Yeah, and I can't believe they—the girlfriend, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's still cracking me up that they have Rampage and King Mo on their roster page.
I guess that's going to be for another time. But I—that's
yeah. The weirdest
talent acquisitions ever.
I mean, I can't believe how brutal it is looking at this list, like. It's just a train wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, more so than it ever has been. And it's been a train wreck for a long time. Sorry, something weird's happening out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when cars do this, several cars in a row do the slow drive past your door. Start to wonder what the fuck's going on. Okay. Well, yeah, you wanted to move along, and that's fine, too, because we've talked about TNA for longer than Godzilla and me being a father. So,
which is a goddamn shame, now you put it like that. We could have done an entire show on Godzilla. I'll watch a few and brush up, but... I mean,
that'd be fine by me. Just a Godzilla show. Just pick one, and I'll see if I can get to it.
Oh well, believe me, I'll be there the 15th. I know they keep saying May 16th, but once I'm back from Cancun, I'll be more than happy to go grab a big ass bag of shitty popcorn and just mow that down all night watching that thing. I have not been hyped for a movie like that in a long time. So it better not. It just better not suck. It better not suck. Well, basically, the big story with Raw last night was it wasn't a good show, and it had a very weird opening segment. I guess it kind of set the tone for the night, but I thought it was all right. But then I'm confused by the story, I guess. Or how they allowed it to play out.
Yeah.
I enjoyed John Cena standing in the ring going, why? Why would you guys do that? You know, and I was like, that is a polite and correct response to that.
Right.
To be like, dude, what's up with you guys? Why are you doing that? Well, but it also is kind of a silly question when, you know, you realize, half the universe doesn't like you. Duh. You knew that anyways, so you shouldn't have been surprised. He could have pulled out his, well, you know, you vote with your heart just like you always do, and I respect you for that. That's how John Cena usually takes care of that.
No, I didn't even think about that, but I guess I still feel like they kind of rigged the vote in that department to help the storyline play out the way it has, just like they rig every other vote. So, you know, that's another one. They keep on telling me that they don't do that to the vote, but I'll keep on not believing them. Unless I watch that tabulation happen in front of my eyes without it altering.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
But even then, it's just like they could have some dude voting in the other room to make sure that they get the that the percentages don't look too strange.
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, that kind of takes away from the point. Yeah. Fuck off, DeFranco.
It's like, goddamn, thanks for just killing, just stomping that shit out.
I guess, well, your bigger point to me was that it's kind of, the storyline has just been so weird that it's like they can't decide what they really want to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one week he's trying to bring out the demon in John Cena, but ever since then it just seems like he's trying to ruin his life. Now, I think
last night was clearly a way to show that he's getting in the heads of his fans. And we've talked about this plenty of times. John Cena's biggest fans are kids. So what better way to get into his head than to have a bunch of children, you know, his fan base come out and, you know, sing he's got the whole world in his hands. I don't know the logistics of this, but they should have showed the kids, or hell, just lip sync, not even lip sync, just pipe it in. Have the kids on stage with the masks already on.
Oh.
You know, that would have been way cooler, because some of those kids
and
were
just have them up there swaying.
Yeah, or yeah, doing something like that, yeah. But I'm telling you, when they put the masks on, that was pretty cool. But the coolest part of that was the little kid sitting on his lap. That's creepy shit. And
yeah, I mean, you can only think of bad things happening to that poor child's rear end. It's not a good situation to be in.
Yeah, at least he was very, very good in avoiding any of the touchy feely Mr. Uncle Paul sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, they did. He did do a decent job avoiding the Catholic priest kind of thing.
Yeah, that reminds me.
So,
go ahead. It reminds me of something I'm looking up. So.
Now, yeah, like it's one of those things that, and I kind of posed the question on the almost live, definitely half-assed review of WWE Raw, is that I'm enjoying the segments and people are singing along with him. But outside of that, I don't feel like they're getting much of a response. And I think it's because the message is just kind of weird and muddled, and it doesn't consistently have a point. Like, okay, well, even if it's getting in the fans' heads instead of whatever I suggested, that's still a different goal than destroying or pulling the monster out of John Cena. You know, that's ceased being a goal. And I swear that he said something about that, you know, like right after the pay-per-view anyway, like, I'm still going to get that monster to come out of you. And it's just like, I guess turning the fans against him is supposed to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I mean his youngest fan base, I mean, his biggest fan base, excuse me, that was certainly that would certainly mess him up, man. Are you kidding? I would think.
What, seeing other kids rooting for Bray Wyatt?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a total. I mean, Cena, the character, you know, he doesn't come out and say, like, all right, older guys hate me for the most part. But it's all. But he always kind of talks down to make sure you know that he's talking about, like, You know, he's like, I'm out here doing this for you and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
That he, you know, he's talking to the younger crowd. So I would think that, yeah, having those kids and, of course, I don't know what Bray Wyatt's awful message is other than John Cena's a jerk. His message, and I don't know how his message won't be able to leave a steel cage. I mean, that's kind of like fine tooth, like, you know, kind of nitpick, I suppose, but
yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed that John Cena promo, or at least that end of it. So that was kind of cool, but yeah, his word getting out, it's just like him losing isn't going to stop his word. Like, what, he can only get his message through if he's in the main event.
Yeah. And it's not, and the whole point to begin with was to get John Cena to embrace the dark side. Well, he's not going to do that and to take the necessary steps to silence, you know, Bray Wyatt, if you want to put it that way. It's such a very weird, I don't know, almost non-thought through. But
what the hell small point did you bring up? Oh, that Bray Wyatt keeps on saying the fans don't understand you, and you brought that point up that shit, why did it just blank out again?
No idea.
Oh, son of a bitch. He keeps on saying that we don't understand John Cena like he does. But he hasn't really given a point or, like, made any points whatsoever to say this is why John Cena is a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, he's a bad guy. You should believe me.
And I'm like, I watch Total Divas, dude. That guy's awesome. He's a boss. The way he keeps his bitches in line and all his money. Now, I have a hard time disliking John Cena now. I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah, like, it's one of those things that it's just like, you know, even if we pretend that it's a non-Total Diva world, I still give me some reason behind why you hate him other than he's popular. Like, at least the Shield was saying that they were seeking justice when they were going after the good guys. Even if they're, you know, even, well, and the crowd clearly didn't agree with their brand of justice when they were beating down Daniel Bryan, and weren't they even beating down Ryback way back at the beginning?
Oh yeah, they were going after everybody, because remember, it was, they were, and everyone kind of forgets this, they were paid by Paul Heyman and CM Punk.
Oh, right.
So...
yeah, so, you know, you had, they kind of created a way to hate, or they got their point across by delivering justice, and, you know, they got the hatred in the meantime, and it's just, to me, it still seems like Wyatt, and maybe it's just the problem with anybody facing John Cena, is that you can't ever get full heat because he's the most great character ever, at least in the fans' eyes.
Well, he's also going to bury your shit later. Like last night, very good ending. He's just like, what happened? Goes backstage, doesn't want to talk to Renee Young. Perfect. Comes out, starts talking about him buying a donkey. Again, where are the agents in this, or the producers, excuse me, going, no, no. Now, if the announcers would have said something to the effect like, well, you know, John Cena, he's still going to fight the way he fights, or that's terrible. you know, John Cena's going to do what he always does. Just something, like he collected his thoughts, and now John Cena, you know, has gotten over the shock of what we just saw. I have nothing. I have no way to spin that correctly.
So yeah, no, it's just like, well, the announcers do a poor job of setting things up. Mm-hmm. Although maybe it is becoming increasingly clear to me that the WWE wants Michael Cole to do too many varied things for his brain power to be put into actual announcing.
You are spot on. Spot on with that.
Well, so, you know what? Jim Ross kept on beating that drum, and the first couple of times I read that, I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, dude. But it was it was on SmackDown this week, or this past week, that, you know, JBL made some comment, like, call the match, and he's like, I've got too many goddamn things to do back here than to call the match. I was just like, oh my lord, like you just said that out loud.
Yeah.
Into a microphone on air that they could have edited and they decided not to.
Yeah. It.
The so announcers. I'm like, okay, yeah. If Michael Cole is getting frustrated when he's on mic finally, it's just like, okay, I might not have bought what Jim Ross was selling, but when he seems genuinely pissed off, I'll believe Michael Cole then, finally.
Yeah, that's something we need to bring up, or you and Dusty, you and Shahid, me and Shahid, whatever. The announcer stuff needs to be talked about, because that they're definitely a detriment. Not that it's their fault, but they're definitely a detriment to the in-ring action and the product that goes on. And that's a Kevin Dunn production problem as well. You can't have a big angle anymore, because the next thing you know, Kane comes out, chokeslams Daniel Bryan, and now we're talking about Slam City. Hey, look, it's Mini Kane. Yaha, he's a cartoon. What are you doing? You know, I'm saying that's not what happened, but that's, you know, a pretty clear example of what they're doing. And
right,
there's so much. It's I don't know. I haven't done the research into how many unique hits or hits period WWE.com gets a day. How many people are watching the app every day? But all of the information they're giving us, they can do that on the app during the commercial breaks, which maybe it's contractually they can't. All this information they're just inundating us with isn't necessary with technology now. But
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it needs to be mentioned on TV just since it's its main engine still. But they could really cut back on it. And I guess to get to the point of where that was headed, though, is that, you know, they could have said something even like, oh, John Cena seems like he's back to normal or something like that. He's mentally recovered. You know, maybe, well, have Michael Cole say something like, oh, he's mentally recovered from, you know, that mind fuck earlier. Obviously, they're not going to use mind fuck, yeah. But whatever.
But the show's going long, so we decided, nah, screw it. Whatever.
Yeah. And then just have JBL tell him that's a bunch of garbage and, you know, he needs to treat Bray Wyatt seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, again, like, I try to offer solutions that aren't exactly hard to pull off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just a little bit from, and even just have King and JBL do it. I don't care. If Michael Cole has too much to do at the desk, have those two be the two that bicker, because they kind of do it, but they just don't do it very well.
All right. I wish we had 2 hours, because the announcer thing is an important thing. And you mentioned Jerry Lawler. Is there – what happened to this man? There was a joke so bad. It was so out of place. It didn't make any sense why he was saying this. I wish I could remember what it was. My first instinct was – Why did he say that? My second instinct was, oh, poor Jerry. He's just old now. And then the third was, just, this is stupid. It was one of those jarring things. And
well,
I was like, get it enough. It's go to Cole and JBL and just say, Jerry, thanks for your work, but we don't need you anymore. We don't.
That's kind of the funny thing to me, is that at least supposedly one of the reasons that Jim Ross isn't on there is because of his looks. And every time I see Jerry Lawler and his plastic face in the ring, it's just, or on TV, it's just like, how is that look any better?
Right. You're exactly right.
Okay, his one side of his face doesn't droop. I get it.
Yeah. But to wrap up the John Cena thing and really wrap up the show, since we didn't get to a whole lot of stuff, I think another solution would have been if John Cena would have shown a hint of emotional instability.
Oh, you know, well,
like, even if he wasn't buying his own words, he would have been. Renee Young could have looked at him like, are you okay? Or Cole or Lawler or JBL just go, something seemed off there. Just give a little hint that he's cracking instead of him just talking about fucking donkeys.
Both, yeah, or just have him not ever do that promo.
Okay.
And just have him gone after shaking his head.
Yes, exactly. So that going into the pay-per-view, you're going, wait, he's going to win this, right?
Yeah.
And doesn't he have to lose now?
Yeah, it seems like a really weird setup to have him. No, I guess it's not really weird, is that he's getting the big win at WrestleMania and Bray Wyatt's getting his win back.
Yeah.
As the heel / baby face, I guess.
Yeah.
It elimination, or not elimination chamber, TLC.
Yeah, I'm lost on that, I guess. So, but anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really weird. Like, I'm enjoying most of the talking going on in that whole angle, but the whole thing doesn't really make sense.
No.
No, oh, okay.
No.
For a second there, I thought you had hit mute before we went off the air. I was hoping we got through one whole show without you hitting mute.
Yes, we did, actually. So, I'm checking to make sure I didn't just hit it, actually. But so let's get this rolling. I got a bunch of shit I got to do because I'm going to Cancun. So
yeah, let's get this rolling.
You can take your wrestling and shove it up your asses, everybody. I'm gonna be at a pool or a beach for the next week doing nothing. So although I will miss the Arrow season finale, which the Wi-Fi there better work, because I'm going to be dying to see that. So, but yeah, so I'm out of here. The Stunt Granny, all social media, DeFrango 11, Granny Maze, Stunt Dusty. Shahid's used Twitter more, but I still don't know his Twitter handle, so, you know, tough.
Yeah.
Eric runs a Stunt Granny site. Email us, put a post, or put a comment in a post, Facebook. Anything else?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it.
Cool, so it's all yours. Bye, guys.
Yep, well, I have sucked down plenty of water after the gym, so it's time to go get a sippy time beer and do a little write-up of this ye olde show. So have a good night, grandkids.